Welcome, fighters.
Hell yeah.
It's time.
I don't really like being described as a fighter.
Well, combatant, whatever you choose, welcome
Gladiators,
to the
please.
King of the Iron Fist Tournament.
Yes, I think it was specifically the wordage Andy was upset with. It's that he doesn't fight.
Well, you'll be fighting with trivia in this quiz, which is going to be all about, of course.
That is more up my street.
The most potent weapon of all.
To celebrate the release of Tekken 8, which is a fantastic game.
Wait, what? I thought this was fucking an Ouya quiz or something.
No. You thought wrong, my friend. You've been ill-prepared for this battle. And who are we hearing that's ill-prepared? It's Andrew Rice.
It's me. I'm ill-prepared.
Of course. Not ill-prepared. He's been training in the mountains with bears. It's Luke Summerhays.
You must be teching the piss, because I'm not very prepared.
And arsing about with Gon in the woods. It's Moss.
Yep. I like playing as Gon. Bring him back.
He's a good lad, indeed. So yeah, I just kind of wanted to do a big quiz on Tekken. I've had a blast with Tekken 8, and I felt inspired. And I felt, as much as I want to do a New Year quiz, I just couldn't really set myself down to fucking turn that out. And I had more fun making this. So hopefully you'll have more fun doing it. Who knows? In any case.
No, I think it's safe to say I would prefer to do a New Year quiz.
You would. I wouldn't. And as we established in the last episode, these quizzes are entirely for the quizmaker's enjoyment. So round one is a trivia round, the King of the Iron Brain Tournament. No buzzers required. It's no buzzers required. We're just going round. You get a chance to answer the question.
Awful trying to get through airport security when you got one of those.
it's just me, Iron Brain. Question one. Closest they'll get the point. And to start, what year and month did Tekken, the very first one, first release in Japan?
Oh, fucking hell. I don't even know where to start. I know that Tekken 2 was a big one on the PlayStation. Unfortunately, I have absolutely no concept of what Tekken 1 is. So, before the PlayStation? You want a more specific date than that, though, I imagine.
I did say year and a month, yes.
Yeah. When did the PlayStation come out? The 90s. So this is before the 90s. It must be the 80s. let's go with August 1989.
Okay. Look.
Well, Tekken 1 did release on the PlayStation.
Oh. I've never heard anyone ever talk about Tekken 1, to be
it's
fair.
Because like, it's not very like, good.
Oh, I love Tekken 2 and I love Tekken 3.
Mm. Yeah, but
my
good.
Uncle had Tekken 1 and me and my dad played it and liked it. And then when we bought our PlayStation, Tekken 2 was out and we're like, well, we'll get that. So I'm going to guess, well, the PS1 came out in 94. I don't think it was quite
this
a launch
like
game.
A disadvantage here.
Yes.
So, I just, like, the day before yesterday, listened to the PS1 draft on the Back Page pod.
Yeah, so did I. But
I listened to the bit at the start where they talked about the origins of the PlayStation.
Yeah, but I don't remember years.
So I'm going to go, like, February 95.
February 95 for Luke. Moss?
Yeah, it came out in...
Percy's in the room and she's slapping my hand away. I think she's still upset about the puzzler.
Or she's training you for martial combat for this Tekken quiz.
No, she also told me to fuck off a couple of times.
I'll go with... I'll say it came out in 94 in December. There you go. December the
starts
first.
Off with a point. It was...
I can't believe I didn't get it.
It was September 1994. Yeah, so this is the 30th year of Tekken. Another reason I kind of wanted to do a quiz. Probably should have done it closer to September, but it's also close to Tekken 8.
I mean, I do wish you told me that before we started the quiz. It would have really helped.
I think I literally have mentioned it on a Discord call that I felt like doing a quiz about Tekken because it's the 30th anniversary, and I thought one of you might have remembered it. Might have.
Yeah, I think you did mention that to me at the end of a...
There we go. You were close. You were close.
I also wake up at those at like 7 a.m.
Correct. Question two. Look, including spin-offs, and again, closest gets the point, including spin-offs, how many games are there in the Tekken series?
So there's the Tekkens, there's the tag tournaments, there's like four of them. There's that Nina game. I'm just going to go for a nice round 20.
Says 20. Musk?
Wait, so how many spin-off like games that were their own game?
Including spin-offs, how many total games are there in the Tekken series?
Including spin-offs? Oh, crap. I'll say, I don't think there's that many. I'm going to go with like 16.
16, and Andy?
Yeah, I think Luke went too high. Because I thought there was only two Tekken tag tournaments. I think there was more than two of them. Do I want to go lower than Muss's 16 though? It does sound a little low, but.
Well, I'm wondering if there's going to be like Game Boy Advance Tekkens and stuff that count as spin offs.
They just have separate names. I'm going 15.
You were right to go 15. Bang on.
Oh.
Yeah, 15 indeed it was. Bonus question. Everyone gets to play, but Andy will start. Name those spin offs.
Tekken Tag Tournament.
Bang on. Look.
Tekken Tag Tournament 2.
Must.
Good luck.
Right. This is serious now. It's serious games. Mm-hmm. For real people who love Tekken.
A real game for real men, but a real tournament with real fists.
Nina Williams, The Experience.
Incorrect. Back to you, Andy.
Well, as we all know, it is that Nina Games, apparently, according to Luke in the first round. So I'll go with. Nino.
Incorrect. <Luke.
laughs> What's that?
Nina
where?
Williams, Death by Degrees.
Death by Degrees. Right, and you can keep going, Luke, if you know any more.
Tekken Advance?
Yep.
Oh, fuck. Good guess.
Street Fighter X Tekken?
It doesn't count, no. No.
What? Why
it's,
not?
It's a Street Fighter game.
Would Tekken X Street Fighter count?
If it was out,
did that never get made?
If it was out, yeah.
I wasn't sure.
So you could have also had Tekken Card Challenge on the Wonder Swan. I can't believe you didn't get that.
Ooh,
embarrassing.
Tekken 3D and Tekken Revolution.
Tekken 3D would have been my next guess.
Should have gone for it.
I didn't know you were going to arbitrarily decide it's a Street Fighter game, so it doesn't count as a Tekken spin-off.
Correct. It is a Street Fighter game.
What about Pokken Tournament? Would you have taken that?
It wasn't on my list, but I could have been convinced, which then would have made Mark called... Travelly right.
It's called Pokemon Tekken in Germany.
Ah, well.
Yeah, but we're not in Germany.
We're not in Germany, are we? Question three. You know, Tekken's had some pretty damn good games. Unfortunately, in other media, not so great. It's had a string of kind of middling to... abysmal film adaptations. Must have started this one. What's the Rotten Tomatoes score for the 2009 film, simply titled Tekken?
I'm pretty sure I had this on my quiz.
I'm pretty sure it has. I want to see if anyone remembered.
But yeah, I don't remember. I know it was pretty bad. I'm going to say like a terrible 20%.
20% says Must.
Yeah.
And
I go down to 18.
Andy goes to 18. And look.
Go 19.
See, I think
be brave.
IMDb is not low enough that it's in the films and filth list. So I'm going to go for like a 36.
Andy gets the point. It is zero. Yep.
Nice.
0%.
I just want to achieve that.
I'll go in who, in terms of closest. Obviously, Andy gets the first crack at this bonus question. So, and then Muscle will get the next chance if Andy doesn't get it. The actor who played Heihachi also played a villain in another fighting game movie. What was the movie and character?
I'm going to go with Street Fighter as the movie and M. Bison as the character.
No, Raul Julia was very dead by that point. Mus.
Mortal Kombat as the game and, I don't know, Sub-Zero.
Incorrect. Look.
Sub-Zero villain?
I have no idea. I don't play Mortal Kombat.
I'm trying to remember if... I haven't seen the Tekken movie. I don't know how Japanese their Heihachi is. So I'm wondering if I go for like someone Japanese or do I assume they just had like a white guy playing him? I'm going to guess... dead or alive, but I'm not going to guess that because I don't know any dead or alive characters.
Yeah,
he keeps falling down a well of doubt.
We'll come back again, yep. But I'm going to say Liu Kang
from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
The protagonist of the series. Incorrect.
Oh, fucking no.
You both sniffed around the right answer. It was Mortal Kombat. It was Shang Tsung.
That's who I meant.
So there you go. So, question four. And I think we are back around to Andy for this one. So Tekken series head Katsuhiro Harada he's known for being very blunt and to the point when speaking to fans, but which of these is an infamous phrase that he even put on a t-shirt to wear when he turns up to Evo? Is it A, fuck off fanboy, B, I'm the real fucking devil, C, don't ask me for shit, or D, eat shit nerds?
I'll go with fuck off fanboy.
Look,
I'm gonna go. Don't ask me for shit.
And Mus.
The last one.
The eat shit nerds.
Yeah.
Look, guess it. It was don't ask me for shit.
Oh.
Yeah. See, that one was rude, but also realistic that he might say that.
Yes.
Whereas the others were just too much. Because I can imagine he gets sick of people being, oh, please add this character. He's just like, don't ask me for shit.
Yeah, that's pretty much the long and short of it. He's getting a lot of, add Tifa to Tekken. And he's like, ask Square. don't ask me for shit. Question five. How many characters have been playable in every mainline iteration of Tekken? So they've featured in every single game. And it's... Look to start.
Six.
Must.
I'm just counting them in my head. I think six is a fairly good answer, but I don't think the roster in the first game can't have been that big. I can't go for the same number. I'm going to go for like seven.
Andy.
And I'll go down to five.
You were right to do so.
I can't believe you went so high.
Which means...
it's fun saying seven, isn't it?
You get first crack at the bonus question. Name them.
Yep. Heihachi?
Incorrect. Look...
Great.
Yoshimitsu.
Correct. Mus.
Paul.
Correct. Next. Luke.
Oh, he's going to be my line. Kazuya.
Incorrect. Mus.
Kazuma, sorry.
Kuma.
Correct. Keep on going.
Fuck yeah. I'm so glad.
Nina.
Correct.
Oh.
Do you want us to finish up the list?
Does that one count? I don't think that one would count. I don't think law would count because it's martial law and forest law. They're two different. So, assuming it's not counting Jack because they're all different Jacks. But I can't think now. You've got to be really annoyed when you tell me the correct answer. But
it probably is one of those two, and he's just not being that harsh.
He's. I don't know. Let's go with. Fine, Jack. That's a terrible answer.
It's not Jack, though. I purposely excluded Law and Jack because they are differently named.
Never believe Miles is being lenient.
And you will be annoyed. It's your boy King.
Oh, yeah, of course, King.
But he's also a different character each time.
Not differently named on the character select screen, though, which is also the case with Kuma. So, there you go.
Mm.
Speaking of characters, question 6. Guest characters. I love them. You love them. Does Tekken love them? How many have they had? And I think it is... I've lost track. Is it Anity Star? Sure.
I went last time.
So you did. So it will be Mus.
There can only be one. It's gone.
Okay. Andy, would you like to increase on one?
Don't you fucking dare.
I'm definitely increasing on one. The question is, how much higher should I go?
Go like 7,000.
I'm going to go with 5.
He's going with 5. Look.
I only know 2, so I'm going to say 2.
Nope, Andy gets it bang on again.
Oh,
which means
really good at this Tekken quiz.
Which means, Andy, you got a crack at the bonus question first. Name them.
To be fair, I need it first. There's fucking Noctis.
Noctis is one of them. Look,
Akuma.
Yep, Mars gone.
I can't believe they let me have gone.
Deliberately let you have gone, mate.
Back to you, Andy.
I'm done. Lunafreya.
Lunafreya from 15 as well. No. Look.
Is this some bullshit where it's Yoshimitsu because technically it's a Soul Calibur character or something?
Is that your answer?
I can't think of anything else, so fuck it, yeah.
No, it's not Yoshimitsu. Moss.
Gon Jack.
Great answer. I wish I could give you a point for it, but no, sadly not. It was Geese from King of Fighters, Fatal Fury, and Negan from The Walking Dead.
No.
Wow.
Yes, of course. Didn't know that one. Oh, well.
Now it's you to go first for this one, Andy. Which of these was the originally pitched title for Tekken? Was it Death Fist, Rave War, Devil's Fist, or Fighting Festival?
Devil's Fist.
Look.
I also thought Devil's Fist, but then I was like, has Jay thrown that in there because he thinks he's going to catch us out because we think we know Tekken lore?
So I don't think I know Tekken lore, just to confirm.
Oh, so there's a factoid that Andy's heard somewhere. Oh, yeah, I am going to go Devil Fist.
And Moss.
Also, I just thought it sounded good. So,
you know. I think that to say that would be the way of cowardice.
Devil, not so, Devil Fist.
I can't say that. I feel like the whole fisting thing is probably...
Well, Mercy just leaned into me because she overheard me and was like, Double Fist?
I'm just going to go Fighting Festival. It sounds nice.
Nobody got the real answer. It was Rave War.
Ah,
gutting.
Which, I almost went with that because it was just the one that sounded worst. And I was like, yeah, I would have changed the name too if I was them.
Yeah. And last one for this round. Look to start. Earlier this year, of course, you were all caught up with the Lord of Tekken thanks to a brilliant video narrated by what actor?
Wait, what's this? Whose go is it? Luke. Are we going in turns or are we just...
Me?
Yes, Luke's going.
I think you told me who it was, but I can't remember. Everyone was banging on about it on YouTube. They were very excited.
Look, I can't hear you at all, mate.
Oh, I don't know, mate. Fuck off.
Jesus Christ.
He starts to pick up at the start of the sentence and then trails off entirely.
Sit where you were sitting before. It was fine.
As far as I'm aware, I am sitting where I was sitting before.
He keeps getting up. What an idiot.
Stop talking to the screw. Talk to the microphone.
Talk to your mum in a minute, mate.
She won't be able to fucking hear you, so it's not
going
to matter,
is it?
Well, hang on. Speak again.
Hello.
Marge,
do you like the sound of the Shawaddy Waddy?
No, he's gone.
He's gone.
Can you just say the name of the actor?
I don't fucking know the name of the actor.
No, stop saying I don't know the name of the actor. Just say a name.
Bobby Charlton.
Bobby Charlton. There we go.
Well, that was worth the wait, wasn't it? It ably played by Scarlett Johansson.
Andy.
And I'll take that with Brian Cox.
Yes, Brian Cox is the right answer, correct.
Well, him off the telly who does the planets and that.
No.
No, the one from Succession.
Him off the telly that does the corruption.
Okay.
So, after round one of the Tekken quiz, this is not the order I thought it was going to go. Must have said last for five. Look at the middle with six. Andy in the lead with seven.
Not bad, considering I fucked every one of those follow-up questions.
So, now that you're clued up on the history and trivia of Tekken, it's time to know your lingo with round two. Know your lingo. So, these are some terms that are used in the kind of fighting game community of Tekken. I want you to tell me what they mean. Now, you might not get the right answer. I probably won't. So, I'm probably going to arbitrarily pick my favourite answer. So, consider that if you just genuinely don't know. So, to start us off, we'll just reset, go with Andy to begin with. What is... Oh, I should say, if you do get the right answer, that will trump the bonus part of the round, if you get what...
This feels like a complex way to run this round, I'm not going to lie, but yeah, let's go with it.
But yeah, basically, either you know the answer, or I'll award a point to the favourite. So there you go. EWGF...
Do you want me just to say what it is?
Yep, tell me what it is.
Everyone wins. Good fight.
Okay. Look.
Easy win. Good fight.
Okay. Okay. And Moss.
Extraordinary winner. Go fuck.
Yeah, I've been lying if fuck didn't come into my head far too often while coming up with that answer.
I appreciate the restraint both you and Luke showed, but it's a fighting game. Everyone doesn't win. Luke gets the point. It's not the right answer, though, obviously. The right answer is Electric Wind Godfist, which is...
Okay. I can't believe we didn't think about the Electric Wind Godfist.
It's an iconic move that pretty much all the Mishima characters, so Heihachi, Kazuya, Jin has it as well. It's sometimes just called an electric, and they all when they do it, they all go, Doria! So it's... Yeah. You'll see it.
It really sounds like either me or Andy had the real answer, and that was the fake one we made up from the letters.
Fucking fighting game fans, twats.
Next up, look to start the Korean backdash.
Korean backdash.
Correct.
That is when someone's bumming you and you thrust back to give them a good time.
Mass.
Yeah. That's when Kwarang has got his back to you and he goes backwards a bit more. does a kick.
Okay. Andy.
I'm going to assume that a particular Korean esports player or the esports teams have invented a special way of like dashing backwards, and that, yeah, that's how they win.
Andy's been boring and got the point, so yeah, there we go.
Thank you.
you're exactly right. Korean players, it was first played in Tekken Tag 2, and it just pretty much is a way to kind of backdash multiple times in a row very quickly. And yeah, there we go. Next up, must have start. Hop yeah. kick.
Hop kick.
Hop
or
kick.
Kip.
Kick.
Is it? All right, as in a kick. Okay. Hop kick. That's when you do a tiny little amount of ground clearance with a kick, but the leg swings out big, like Paul and his leg that goes up when he kicks.
Mm. I can see it in my mind.
Paul.
Okay.
Paul has the big hair.
It's now upsetting me that Andy's winning this quiz currently with that statement. Andy.
Yeah, just a little jump off the ground and then kick.
Look.
Yeah, that does sound believable that it's where you do a little hop and then it means you can do the jump kick without clearing the enemy or something. But just in case that's not correct, I want to have a more fun answer.
Okay, could you speak to the microphone when you give me your final answer?
I have not moved.
Why don't you also type your answer? As well as
Why
saying
don't you
it?
Go...
There we go. You sound better there. Whatever you did, keep doing that. Keep doing that.
He gets angry. That's it. When he gets angry, he sounds good, and then he calms down, and then he sounds bad again.
Maybe I've been puzzler so much that I have to talk like the puzzler for Discord to hear me.
And they just need to speak up.
Right, it's when you fucking hop to it and kick them quickly because you're taking too fucking long. Get on with it.
I wish I could give you the answer. I'd give you the point there. But Andy and Mus were right, but Mus was more right because it's specifically something that Paul has in his moveset and some of the characters.
Yeah, but I didn't know Paul existed to say it. So yeah.
Correct, which is why I'm giving Mus the point. question 4. A screw. Kick us off, Andy.
Is when you make an ice cream and you put a little bubble gum in the bottom.
Is that actually a thing called a screw?
Scribble scramble.
Oh, I see. Look.
It's when you're playing Tekken with Vince McMahon, but you don't realise that he's unplugged your controller, so he'll win.
I don't like Vince McMahon being involved in this quiz with everything that's going on with him right now.
I forgot there's, like, more actually bad stuff than
yes.
just fun bad stuff at the moment.
Yes.
He needs to make nice, wholesome jokes about ice cream. That's the way to play.
Mus.
Alright, the only thing I can think of is it's when you do a grapple on the opponent, but you do it from behind.
No, that's not right. I'm going to have to give it to Andy because I can't give Luke any points with Vince McMahon being involved. I just can't.
Damn it.
Ethically, I can't. The correct answer is it's a bit of a near technique. It's where it's a type of move that when you hit an opponent, like, while they're in the air, like whether you've juggled them or they're jumping at you, it kind of puts them into like a falling state and you can continue a combo. So, yeah. There you go. Lastly, look to start. Rage art.
Rage art. It's like a picture of them that is drawn by a fan who is really upset that they've been nerfed in the latest patch, and so they draw the character in like little girl's clothing.
Okay. Mus?
I gotta say, it's when you go all berserkery and you do increased damage at the cost of having very low health yourself at this stage of the game.
Okay.
Berserker barrage.
And Andy.
I assume it's when you're getting absolutely pasted and you just get fed up and you just want to whack off a quick art.
You just want to whack off.
Whack off.
You just want to whack them off.
You want to whack them off.
You're like, for fuck's sake, I'm going to do my special move. At least then I've got it out before the end of the match.
You got what? Hey? No, I can't be rewarding any points to this filth. must sniff the answer, but it's not quite right. I'm going to give it to Luke because I did enjoy that answer. The correct answer is once you're low health, but it's basically this game's version of Supers. So yeah,
that's disappointing.
There you go. And after round two, Luke is catching up. He's on 8. Mus, sadly, still behind on 6, but all to play for in the last round. Andy, still currently the favourite of 9. Well, anyone,
you say I'm catching up. That's the exact same point difference between me and Andy as the first round.
I thought you caught up. Clearly not.
Yeah, but as a percentage, it's still closer.
You are correct. That's right there. So on Metacritic, it will look closer.
Okay, so for this last round, you will need access to a way to message me. This last round is all good things must come to an end. One big thing I really love about the Tekken series is like the character story mode, like individual story mode endings. They are absolutely batshit insane at points, and mostly for really, really funny. So yeah, basically I'm going to, yes, I can see your messages, Andy. I'm going to ask you to write an ending for a specific character in game. And then I'm going to read them all out. Obviously, if you fool a player, you will gain a point. If you get the right answer, you'll also get a point. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, and for Andy, I will provide some context to who the character is.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't matter anyway. It's a really dumb point, I was going to say.
What was your suggestion going to be?
I was going to say, like, you should read them out instead of us reading them out, so we don't have to worry about my microphone.
Can't hear you again.
But also, the round wouldn't fucking make sense if I read them out. So
that's a very poignant point.
But it could be really poignant, but we'll never know.
Yeah, Max, the most poignant thing he's ever said.
Try again, Luke.
I was going to say that you should read them out instead of us because of my microphone problems, but then I realised the whole point of the round wouldn't work if we read them out anyway.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
So don't worry. I will be reading them out. Okay.
So you remember when I said, it's fine, I don't need to say it.
And then you kept saying it. You didn't end the sentence after saying that you didn't need.
Okay. So, first up, I'm going to ask you to tell me what is Law's Tekken 6 ending. So this is martial law. He's basically like think Bruce Lee, and you've pretty much got his character. In terms of how he looks, and fights.
I was definitely about to write about a cowboy. So.
And and in terms of his story stuff, it usually involves Paul Phoenix, and you know they're always trying to get rich because they're both kind of.
Are you going to tell me who Paul Phoenix is as well?
Paul Phoenix is just a loud like American a man with big hair. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's all you Great. Get. Give me the ending, please. Is that a gong?
It sounded.
I hope that picked up in the recording, because that was very on brand.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay, so here we go for the endings. So you just need to, I'll read them all out, and then again, we'll refresh. We'll start with Andy. It doesn't really matter what order we go with these ones. And you just need to tell me which is the real ending.
So, okay.
Is it Devil Jin holding on to the vest falls to his death when its straps are torn, but when Law falls, Paul Phoenix catches him with a large flag? Is it? Martial law guts Azazel and crushes the devil gene to little tiny pieces, which he then uses as a garnish in his restaurant. He serves Paul a devil gene garnished pizza, and it makes Paul have a devilish time in the bathroom in record time. Is it? Law is celebrating with Paul Phoenix, and they have lots of money in the background. Law sneakily sprinkles laxatives onto a pizza and hands it to Paul, saying, enjoy my special recipe.
Paul, one of these is real, isn't it?
Paul eats the pizza and then runs away to shit his guts out. Law runs away with the money. Or is it? He executive produces a television series of his own life, and we see him in a studio looking at the screen, which has Tekken 1 footage as a little cameo. So, Andy.
Could you tell me the difference between B and C?
One, martial law, guts Azazel, crushes the devil gene, serves that on a pizza. And C, he puts laxatives on a pizza and then steals money from Paul Phoenix.
Okay. I'm going to go with C then. I don't see why you would use the devil.
Okay. Look.
I'm also going to guess C is real because the wording of B, where he says he puts devilish sauce on the pizza and he has a devilish time in the toilet, is pure mass writing.
That's true.
And that's...
It's the laxative one.
I feel really sorry for you because you clearly knew that ending. Yeah. But you're hoist by your own petard. Oh, good, good. Yes, it was. He feeds Paul a laxative pizza. So there we go. Okay, next ending I need from you. Heihachi, who I'm not going to explain who he is. You all know who Heihachi is.
I really don't.
But, well, for some extra context, Andy, he's always trying to kill his family, like his son, okay, Kazuya, grandson, Jin, his adopted son, Lars. He hates his family, except Kuma, who he loves.
The bear.
Yeah.
That's the bear, yes. Here we go, and it will be Luke to guess first this time. Is it A, Heihachi eats the devil gene, but it has no real effect, so he goes into... So he goes into space with his best pal Kuma and shoots a big laser into the Earth. Is it B? Heihachi has captured Jin and Kazuya and he opens a door to reveal they're in space. Heihachi kicks Jin out of the door, but when he tries to do the same with Kazuya, they all end up falling outside and scream in horror as they burn up in the atmosphere. Is it C?
That's too much about Tekken.
Is it C? Heihachi hides inside of a birthday cake, which is delivered to Jin with the rest of the family in attendance. Heihachi bursts from the cake with a Tommy gun and unloads on everyone.
Oh.
Or is it D? Is it D? With all of his sons lying dead around him, aside from Kuma, he embraced his final son, saying, "Now I have proven you are the best son." So look to guess first.
So once again, I've got two which are basically the real one, and I'm guessing which one Musro.
It's an interesting new concept for a round.
Yeah. So the fact that he mentioned the devil gene again makes me think that one was Mus. Because he's like, I remember that word and I'm going to keep using it. But then throwing in Jin and Kazuya, maybe the twist is that Jay did mention the devil gene this time and Mus was trying to be clever by using characters instead. Last time around, you ran out Mus's first, so I think this time you ran out Mus's second. So I'm going to say A was real.
A was real. Okay. Mus.
Which one was A and B?
No, don't, Alan.
Also, don't give him a point if he goes for a no answer.
I'm gonna tell him because I don't want the second thing to happen.
Sorry, telling him is not going to avoid the second thing. You need to
right now. We'll rule the second thing will happen. A was eats the devil gene and then shoots a laser into the earth with Kuma.
Right.
Or B, he kicks Jin Kaz out of a into space, but he also falls outside and they all burn up in the atmosphere.
Okay. I'll go with I'll defer to Andy on this one.
Yeah, fuck it. Go on.
What? You just can't let him do this?
Yeah.
Just because you want the Tekken fan to win the Tekken quiz, you prick. I'm going to go with the one that doesn't have the devil gene, so that's B, right?
That's B. You think that's real?
Yeah.
Okay. Mass, back to you.
Yeah, sure, that one's real.
Yeah, it's real. So you failed, Luke.
I think we bought into the mass of it all.
I'm the one who gave... made the devil gene point as well, and then I just follow through.
So I think we've established that Russ is Tekken 6 very well, so this might be less of a badge from this time.
This Tekken 6 was the first game I got Platinum Trophy on, just so you know.
There we go. So he knows it very well. There are no more Tekken 6 endings, fortunately. Next up,
three entries. They're the ones I played.
It's Kuma's Tekken 8 ending.
I haven't played Tekken 8.
So Kuma is a bear. Just for your purpose, Andy. He obviously loves and respects Heihachi. Another character trait of his is he really, really, really wants to propose and have a panda, fall in love with him.
Interesting.
Boss, you will be guessing first this time. Is it? A.
Kuma eats the devil gene.
Is it A, with all of his brothers lying dead around him, he embraces his father, saying, "Now I have proven I am the best son. Can I have your blessing, please, to marry Panda?" Is it B, Kuma takes a canister which has devil gene crossed out and love potion written underneath. He chugs it and approaches Panda, but he belches, which scares her off and she leaves. Is it C? Kuma is very upset that Heihachi died, so he takes Kazuya up into space and blows him up. And when he blows up, it does a big bang in the atmosphere and spells out a message for Panda. But Panda's not looking in the right direction at the time because Alex the Raptor is out on the streets doing a rock-paper-scissors match with Roger Jr. And it just doesn't end because they're both wearing boxing gloves.
Sorry, Alex the Raptor is definitely a made-up character. Right?
Andy.
I'm pretty sure there was a raptor attack.
Or is it D?
It just feels like Mus is trying to put himself in the game.
Is it D? Kuma has decided to propose to Panda in a special place. Space! He and Panda...
Oh, fuck.
He and Panda are in giant glass pods and running towards each other. Suddenly, an asteroid shaped like Heihachi's head cracks Kuma's pod, and Kuma floats off into outer space, roaring in dismay. So, Mats, you're to guess first.
Yeah. Okay. It's the space one.
The two space one.
Which space one?
Oh no! It's the space one with the asteroid.
D. Okay, Andy.
I'll go with D.
You're going with D as well. Look,
give me the D.
You can all have the D. It is D. I can't believe how close some of you are in the mark to these. It's really funny. For the record, there is a character called Alex the Raptor, Andy, and Roger Jr.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh,
in their Tekken tag.
Is it Roger Jr. a kangaroo?
Kangaroo, yes.
Yeah. In their Tekken tag ending, they play rock, paper, scissors with Yoshimitsu, but because they're wearing boxing gloves, they can only ever use rock, so they always lose.
Why did you include Andy is the last bit of your prompt there, by the way.
Because I felt like Luke would know that they wore boxing gloves and Andy wouldn't.
Okay. Next up, Yoshimitsu's Tekken 3 ending. So Yoshimitsu is this weird samurai cyborg lad. He gets work done on him by Dr. Boskonovich, who's also known as Dr. B. He's enemies with Brian Fury. That's about your lot. Well, the last ending doesn't involve Brian Fury, but I will fill the silence by telling you that Brian Fury is a very, very angry man who also just loves killing and war. I think he's a robot as well.
Does Yoshimitsu have any other enemies? Because you just told me that Brian Fury is not involved, and that really was.
He has Kunimitsu as kind of a enemy.
Yeah.
I didn't say Brian Fury wasn't involved in this ending. I said he's not got another.
Oh. Okay.
Another ending coming up. Just to be clear. Is it? And Andy will be going first this time. Is it? A. Big Yosh kills Brian Fury. The end. Is it?
I amended my answer.
It's okay. We all knew that one was yours.
Sorry. I want to be fair to whoever may have written that. Big Yosh kills Kunimitsu and Brian Fury. The end.
Kunimitsu, who isn't in Tekken 3.
Is it? Oh, you fucking trickster, you bastard.
You is asked it for one of his enemies. She is one of his enemies. She's not in Tekken 3.
Is it B? He's in the lab with the doctor and he gives him the life-saving potion, but then the lab is going to explode, but he eats the bomb and burps. Is it C? Yoshimitsu is working with Dr. B in a lab over a bubbling pot of green ooze. Suddenly, a rat runs in and drinks some of the ooze. The rat gets fucking massive. It rampages around the lab as Yoshimitsu and Dr. B escape. Or is it D? Dr. B and Yoshimitsu are in a lab and they use the ogre gene on a mouse. The camera cuts to the outside of the lab where Yoshimitsu races out with Dr. B in his arms because the mouse is growing at a terrifyingly exponential rate. You're up for Sandy.
I'll go with the last one. That sounded the most not written by Mars.
Okay. Look.
I think
I'm going to go C because Mars has thrown ogre gene in as a curveball to stop throwing devil gene in.
Mars!
Oh, no. Wait, didn't C have the word fucking in it, though? There's no way the word fucking was coming in the actual.
They're written by Jay.
Yeah, I've written them.
Oh. I'll pick the one.
Okay,
that...
I have missed a key concept here.
How else would he have gotten them?
I just assume someone had written them down somewhere.
Yeah, Jay has.
And Mus.
Yeah, the C.
Yes.
The lab one.
I got really thrown off by that swear. Totally
Mus remembered it.
The answer for me.
I'm pretty sure we've had this exact same point before one of these rounds, because I wrote the answers and you got thrown off. So,
but some of us learned from that, and one of us didn't.
Okay, and lastly, Steve Fox's Tekken 8 ending. So Steve Fox is a boxer. Recent games, he's been palling about with Paul and Law from the first one. I think he's also related to Nina somehow, who's like
a son, I think.
Her son, that's right. Yeah. But yeah, that's about all you need to know.
I don't think Nina knows, or something like that. Nina's memory is weird, isn't it?
Sorry, could you give me some of his characters again? I didn't get a chance to take them all down.
He's mates with Paul and Law. And his mum is Nina, but she doesn't know.
Oh, so he hasn't got any enemies?
He has a rivalry with King.
I hope this round keeps going. In fact, I think it should be a regular round.
It's the most you've ever known on these quizzes.
Well, I know. It helps when there's a game I've actually, like a series I actually play. Well, I've played up until 6, so actually I haven't played 7 or 8. But yeah.
Okay. And it's Luke to start this one. Is it A, in the final round, with both fighters exhausted and trading punches, Fox seizes an opening, unleashing a series of vicious blows, eventually knocking out King and finally avenging the death of Paul Phoenix? Is it B, Steve has won the tournament and has a lot of money. Paul and Law turn up to his gym and look at Steve's trophy cabinet. He's won every division's championship except heavyweight. They turn around and look shocked because Steve is there and he is jacked, like bigger than The Rock and peak Arnie Jack. Like he's had more roids in an 80s locker room jacked. He flexes. Is it C, Steve Fox gets out his big old dick and tries to shag a bird, but it has a boxing glove on the end that doesn't fit up? Is it D, Steve Fox is mates with Law and Paul and he's talking about how boxing is better than wrestling? And then Nina shows up wearing a King tee and she remembers her son and then gives him a Hurricane Rana at the top rope.
I thought A was Andy, but now I realise D was Andy. So I'm going to go B is real.
B is real. Okay. Musk.
I'll defer to Andy.
I mean, obviously, B's the real.
Yeah, B's the real.
D is you pretending to be me.
Yeah. Yes. I'll give you a point for that.
Oh, dear, that was. Give me a point.
I'll give you a point, okay. Well, that's okay, here we go then. So, that's the end of the quiz. B was real. Correct. And after that, Luke, he's been knocked out in the first round, 12 points. And in a stunning clash, a big battle at the end of the tournament, who stands triumphant? But Andrew Rice, 14 points to Muzz's 13. He is.
Oh, no. Woo! Tekken champion!
That bonus.
I was knocked out in very explicitly the third round.
What was that, sorry?
He said I was knocked out in the first round. We just had 3 rounds, and I was in it until the third.
Yeah, but you should have got more right in the first round, so you were technically knocked out. And it was the bonus point that Musk gave Andy at the end. So, Andy, you are the king of the Iron Fist tournament, and you have an iron brain, and your reward is sadly not...
never fly again.
It's not...
That's it. Probably one of us who flies the most.
Your reward is sadly not to become the head of the Mishima Zaibatsu and essentially rule the world, but instead to do an outro for this podcast.
Well, if you, like me, love Tekken, then you can purchase Tekken on the PlayStation and other consoles, possibly. But if you like podcasts, then, oh boy, you're in the right place, because we do them every week. So keep listening. And also go to Luke Loves Pokemon on Patreon. Nope, it's not that anymore. Podcastius on Patreon, where you can spend all your dollars. And if you love living, eat lunch, because lunch will keep you alive. Goodbye.
Fare thee well.
Bye.
Lunch right now.
That's okay, I'm thinking about dinner and also thinking about sitting on the floor and my ass hurts, so